Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What do you think the coolest thing you can pull out on a scroll is? Body count?
Yeah, your list of fucking...
Elizabeth! Delta Gamma! Guys, we're going on tour!
Guys! The tour!
Michael and I are going on tour. Instead of reading our own tour dates, which we have, we're now doing a together tour. It's a 10-show East Coast run.
Starting December 2nd, ending on December 12th. Guys, it's going to be me and Trevor doing individual stand-up, and we're doing a live freaking podcast taping. It's going to be insane. We're going to play insane games, insane crowd interactions. It's going to be
all
crazy.
All your favorites. Jack's going to be there, fucking sitting in the corner, dude. Who knows what he's going to be doing?
Hitting his head on fucking cement. Who gives a shit? Okay.
But Especially, you guys don't get it. We're doing a live set. It's 3 shows of price one. Michael Blaustein, headliner. Me, Trevor Wallace, headliner. Stiff Socks Podcast.
Headliner.
Headliner. 3 shows for the price of one. Let's read the cities.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
December 2nd, Albany, New York. December 3rd, Burlington Coat Factory, Vermont. December 4th, Portland, Maine. December 5th, Providence, Rhode Island. December 6th, New Haven, Connecticut. December 7th, New York, New York. Trev?
New York City. December 8th, Bethlehem, PA, Pennsylvania. That's where Jesus was founded.
Born.
December 9th, Red Bank, New Jersey. December 10th, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take it short.
No comments. December 11th, Knoxville, Tennessee. December 12th, Atlanta, Georgia. We are covering the East Coast. And listen, guys, there's more to come, but we got to start somewhere. And fly out. If you're in Washington being like, no Washington dates, fly out.
Best part about getting a haircut in New York is you come out of the haircut place and you just get to walk around. And no one looks at you, but you look at yourself in all the reflection. There's so much reflection in New York City, buddy.
Yeah, everybody's sweaty. You can look off their foreheads.
Fuck!
Dude, if I get a haircut, I'm doing errands. I'm doing shit that I've been putting off for 7 months.
Yep.
Oh, my cat finally got to go to the vet. Looks like I'm checking out some other pussy!
Hey! Dude, the vet do got pussy. And not talking about goddamn cats. You walk into a vet, some people, no. But some people,
bitch. Hot women.
Yeah, reading books. Catcher in the rye.
Better catch something else.
Dick!
Yeah, when I get a haircut, it's like, it hijacks my brain. I'm like, dude, it's just a haircut. Like, you've gotten like hundreds of these in your lifetime. Then you look in the mirror and you're like, why am I not getting head yesterday?
Yeah, the fact that you don't get head while you're getting a haircut is crazy. That's what we should do. You know those sport cuts?
Stop.
You know those sport cuts where they're like, oh.
Throat cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, throat cuts.
But they're like, hey, what about a fucking hot towel? Shut up and give me a hand job.
Dude, what about the ones where they dress up like a referee and they cut your hair?
Yeah, that's what I mean, sport cuts.
Why? I feel so dumb. You look dumb as fuck getting a haircut. You just sit there with a little cape on backwards. You got a reverse mullet.
I also feel weird taking my phone out because I feel like I take my phone off. They're gonna fuck me up.
So you just sit there and just go full do not disturb mode?
I do, but I just try to talk to my man.
Huh.
Yeah.
About what?
I don't know. We keep having the same conversation. I think
he, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, he's like, oh, so I've been to Italy recently. I'm like, I know that. You told me last time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start telling people that. Hey.
Nah,
you
I hate
are,
that though.
What?
But you ever just do that? You're like on a date or you're with your, I mean, lady. I mean, you listen to your girl every single sentence because you never forget anything. But
there
like,
you go. Never forget 9/11.
But there was times.
Tickets are on sale now. Sorry.
But there were times where you'd be on a date and they would like say something and you'd be like, wait, what? I'm like, Trevor, I told you this. My brother lives in Kansas City. And you're like.
Look, I've been on 3 dates with different hosts. How the fuck am I supposed to remember your dumbass brother?
I got such a bad memory. My man got memory for hosts.
Yes. Dude, wow. I'm sick of that. You know what we need? We need AI for hosts.
Oh, interesting. What's
like,
that
you
take?
You put. You put your phone on the table, and then it records the conversation and it categorizes everything. This hoe brother lives in fucking
ChatGPT.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. So then you just look. It's like when you're doing a dude. Also, I went to the fucking vet. This motherfucker's using ChatGPT for like notes, and he's like, "Oh, do you mind if I record? It's good for my notes." No, it's not good for your notes. You're lazy. Type, you fuck.
Don't you use ChatGPT a lot?
All the time. I'm not a vet. I'm not in charge of my dog's life.
Well, isn't that funny? There's certain jobs where you're like, what the fuck? You can't do that. But then there's certain jobs where you're like, yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah. Yeah. A Uber driver? No. Get him out of here. Whammo. Done. But a vet? Stop. Like, I want you to be focused. I don't want you to do That's what, you know what it is to me? It's an easy way out. And then that makes me think that you do easy way out. What's up?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, what was he writing down?
No, like, just what was happening in the room. Like, he was like, we went in because Gigi was having a cough, right? So he puts the phone down, and so he doesn't have to do notes after the appointment. Because so if
he just voicemailed it?
Essentially voicemail memo, but it's like an app that records the whole conversation and then summarizes what happened in the room. What's up?
I don't hate that.
It just makes me, I'm not ready for that yet. It makes me feel like you are lazy.
Or he's futuristic.
Or
he's going to give Gigi a little V8 engine.
Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah, I hear that. It's just new. Anytime you see something new, you're like, whoa, what's going on here?
I know, I don't like it.
It's like you go to Whole Foods and they're like, do you want to pay with your palm? What the fuck did you say to me? It can scan your palm and somehow has like, it's like Face ID, but on 10.
Everyone stop trying to take my data. I want to buy bananas. Stop fucking with me.
Everything
me
you
got
to make an account for. Everything you got to do. Are you a rewards member? No.
What the fuck?
Am I a rewards member? I had yogurt for dinner last night.
I need rewards. Be my member. When people, I never. Hey, do you want to sign up? No.
Dude, I feel like, are we that age where it's just like, I just want to wear a t-shirt around that just says no on it?
Yeah.
And then hi, did you? No. And did you want to add cream? No. And did you want to donate? No.
Any question?
What about the local parakeets at the San Francisco Zoo? No.
Kill them all. Kill them all. Anyone
that's standing on the front and then I have a gun on the back.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have a gun on the front. That's it. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. I mean, anyone that's standing out front of a grocery store asking me a question, stop.
They got to spice it up.
Yeah.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Stand out there with a stripper pole. Like when Santa has like the bell, we see you. Yeah. Hi. Ding, 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 ding.
I don't believe you. That's the problem. I don't believe any of this. Oh, this
you don't
is
believe
for
Santa? What the hell?
No, but I don't believe like you're saying, oh, I'm taking money for the kids. Word? Show me.
Show me the kids. And then also, why do you have the kids?
Correct.
You know what I mean?
I have a gun. Stop trying to fuck me in the ass.
Do you think anybody's ever shown up to get pegs with bike pegs and they're like, what do you mean?
Probably. Dude,
no,
people are dumb.
Fuck's going on.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
People are dumb. Everything's been happening. Oh, what's a cookie?
I've been yelling about it.
Nobody knows.
I literally yelled on my phone the other day about it, where it's like, I just want to hit accept yes forever. Why does every single account have to ask for my cookies?
But
why
can't
I just
go on
it? I don't know what a cookie is. Why is it on every website? Why can't I just click yes into perpetuity? Build-A-Bear Workshop has cookies. Qdoba.com has cookies. Bed Bath & Beyond, well, they're out of business.
R.I.P. That's sad as
also,
shit.
Also, I just bossed me with Bed Bath & Beyond, but they're like, all stores closing. And then they sent me something. The package looked like shit.
Can you still?
Like, can I return it?
Can you still buy? Do people?
What? I bought linens on there. I'm such a guy. I was like, I need new bed sheets. I don't know where to go. Ask me why I need new bed sheets. Ask me.
Hold on.
Why
let me get it. Let me get it. Trev.
Bed sheets.
Trev, why do you need new bed sheets?
I don't put too many miles on mine. No, they I loved them. They were from Target, but like, they were like those ones that feel like a t-shirt. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I love it. I know exactly.
I dude, honestly, they were like $20. I had them for like 5 years. A lot of mileage on it. A lot of relationships on it. But like, when you wash them enough, they start to like peel up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, fuck. That's when it's uncomfortable. Then I got some new one. I don't know. If you were a guy, which you are, take two. Keep it in. Where would you buy bed sheets right now? You have no idea. You're like, I just want to buy them online.
I would probably go to Amazon.
So I did that on Amazon at first. Okay. And then it was like, it'll be here tomorrow. And then I got a notification. It'll be here October 18th.
No. What am I supposed to sleep on a mattress? Which I've done.
What's Bezos doing? Is he handcrafting these bitches?
Bezos is balls deep in that woman with fat tits.
In Miami?
In Miami.
So what? When Amazon fucked me over, I go, all right. Well, linens, Bed Bath & Beyond. I go to their website. They're like, we're closed. But also, buy something.
Crazy.
How do you return it if you want?
I mean, you don't.
You just send it to a Spirit Halloween? Dude, Spirit Halloween. I tried to make this sketch. Maybe we'll do it this year. But it's like Spirit Halloween, like casting like new places. They just see like a closed down building. Then they just run up and slap a giant sign on it. We got a laugh from Jack. We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Let me write it down.
Are libraries,
you'll see it on my feed eventually.
Are libraries still here And who's going to them?
Pedophiles.
Great. Dude, it's kind of crazy how pedophiles and homeless people, they hang out at the same place.
Free.
Is there a pedophile that has a lot of money? That's a crazy question.
What do you mean? Yes. Every CEO ever. Most of them do. Jack probably.
Jesus Christ.
Just kidding. Cut that part about Jack. I don't want him outed. leave it in. Got a good pop. Isn't that funny? It gets a good laugh. If I get a good laugh on anything, keep it in.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if I'm on stage and I fall.
Correct.
And I slip and I go, whoa, and I kind of shart my pants and I'm wearing white pants after Labor Day and it gets a big pop, write it in the set list.
Buddy, I like move the wire in a weird way, just kind of being silly, fucking around, and people laugh. Cool. Now I'm a wire guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm a jump rope wire guy moving the wires around.
Well, now when we do our tour and we go, wireless mic, you go, no.
God damn.
Time is precious and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Dude, I remember the first time early on I had a bit about probably using the mic stand as my dick or something.
Good.
Something.
Good.
Early on, you know, when you're like, these are my props. Or it's like, I need a stool or something. And then you do that first gig when it's not there and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Or I needed a cord or something. You're like, what do I do now? Dude, I used to never wear hats when I first started doing stand-up.
I remember this, yeah.
Like 2017, because I had a joke about how my hair looked. And I was like, if I have the hat on, you got to take it off. I'm like, ugh. You get the joke now? It's funny.
That's why I love when people have like, I'm a bald guy jokes and they're wearing a hat and they always have to take their hat off. It's like fucking, dude, I had a joke. Dude, I went.
Yeah, that's why I stopped doing I have a big dick joke.
Because you have to show everyone?
Yeah. What are you saying?
I just had a joke where like, this is the dumbest thing ever because obviously most shows you have fucking microphones, but there was a show that I did actually in LA in a fucking pizza place so long ago for some odd reason. No mic.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fuck. I had to do like 30 minutes with no mic. And I'm like, oh.
You don't realize how weird it is.
Dude, that, but also you don't realize how much, I didn't realize how much I use the mic for like, to make different, like my voice octaves go up and like cover the mic a little bit to make my voice deeper, like all that
kind
of shit.
Like a pepperoni slicer. I'm like, yeah, man, this, you know, that's great. I think I've said this before, but there used to be an audition at a comedy club in Pasadena at the old Ice House, which they done fucked up. Ruined it. They used to, their auditions weren't, they didn't have a mic. So I held a candle.
What?
They had like the candles that were like on the tables that would like dimly light the room. I like held that as if it was a mic because it felt more comfortable.
Hold on. Why were they auditioning with no microphones?
I don't know. You know when you go to like a theater and they're like, the sound guy's not here until like 6.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but like, can we get a mic? They're like, that's a sound guy. It was like, it blew my mind too. But it would be the microphone and the stand and the cord like weren't there at 4 p.m. It was on like the first Saturday or something.
Oh. So they just like didn't have, it was in the closet or some shit?
No, it was on the, exactly. But it was on the stage, like in the main room. And you'd be like,
holy fuck.
And nobody used the mic, but I saw somebody before me like hold a candle. I was like, oh, I guess like it's just holding something.
It does feel super weird to do stand-up with no. Like, sometimes I have it in the mic stand.
Well, I should start with, like, hear ye. The British are coming.
100%. Where's my scroll? Scrolls are a real thing.
It's so cool.
I mean, it is kind of sick.
What do you think the coolest thing you can pull out on a scroll is? Body count?
Yeah, your list of fucking...
Elizabeth! Delta Gamma! Fucking crushing this episode. With all the debates going on, how would you prepare for a debate if you're a president? Like, do you think it's like a big set for them? Are they getting like shoulder massages?
Oh, dude, I mean, they are memorizing their face off. Hold on, can I ask you this? Everything's fake, right? So they know the questions ahead of time. They have the fucking teleprompter rolling. Like, are they even prepping or they're just reading the teleprompter?
I think their preps are for the unprepted, you know? When somebody throws a question back or a rebuttal, they go, oh, well, you know, sir or ma'am, well, what about this? Then you got to on the fly.
Oh, fuck.
Got a rebuttal.
Dude,
which was moderated by Jake Paul.
I would watch it. Sure. How do you prep? I have no idea. How do you know? Why the fuck would you run for president? What is that?
It seems like there's going to be a more modern day debate, though. There's going to be a more fun, like, oh, we just stand on a podium and go, well, actually.
I think someone says, yes, they won that point, and the other person gets to slap the other person in the face. That
power slap.
Power slap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, the debate, I just look for the one-liners. I love the good zings that they do to each other.
What do you mean they?
Yeah, like, there's no
usually
they.
About it's one person. Zinger.
Oh, true.
True. The crazy part ever is it never used to be like this.
No.
What was it before? Was it just
It was
like,
just a very presidential, hello, how are you? I saw your wife.
But I kind of like
beautiful.
That it's going in like a more like fucking, hell yeah, way, you know? Like, it'll be on fucking Rumble Sports in 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's just such a crazy fucking switch. Like that one dude that we all know switched it up. And now everyone's like, all right, I guess this is what debates are. It's a fucking wilding out episode that doesn't air on MTV. Like, that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
You're just making fun of the other person. Do they even stay on policy?
Dude, what if they had a ring girl? Ding, ding, ding.
They should. We get more freaking views.
Dude, it's Jill. Hey, yo. What does Jill Biden look like? Can I see a photo?
Bring it up.
Can I see one back in her college heyday? I think Joe back in the day was a piece. Wasn't he hot?
I think most politicians were pieces back
no.
in the day. Really?
You think Teddy Roosevelt was a piece?
Both of them were trash. Right?
Also, it's crazy that he's, you know, still our president.
Wait,
we haven't seen him.
Go left.
Left. This one?
Dude.
Yeah,
he looks like a stud right there.
Well, he looks better there than he did in the other one.
He looks fucking chill. I've never seen a president with a hat on. That's a lie.
No, Ed, no, that is. I don't remember.
Trump always wears red.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, oh. Wait, can you just type in young Theodore Roosevelt of age 18?
And when we're done this, type in hottest presidents and let's rank these bitches.
Young Theodore Roosevelt.
Holy shit.
Trash.
What? That
Him?
Mustache?
Dude. He looks like a punter for Ole Miss. That's a crazy look.
What is the hair doing? What is that? Aren't those like mutton chops or some shit?
Mutton chops. That's what you should do.
What?
Mutton chops. Mutton chop Mikey. Mikey mutton chops. Did I just Google mutton chops? Why?
Isn't it just such a crazy look that there had to be a reason?
Oh, Wolverine.
It was just a statement. Oh yeah,
Irish cool. love a good mutton chop.
Yeah, what? Like, what, I don't. How is it popularized?
It's just a statement. Personal
Wait, scroll
style.
Up.
Oh,
it's a name for a resemblance of the cut of meat from a sheep's rib and backbone.
What is even happening?
Yeah, let me get a T-bone steak lined up on my face. Oh, Elvis had some great ones. Elvis.
You ever seen
hot.
Young Elvis? Holy bitch
hot.
Tits!
Who did Elvis date?
Well,
his cousin.
Wait.
Yep.
Was it not good?
He married his
Wait,
cousin.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Am I stupid?
I'd have never heard that.
Just type in Elvis married cousin? Question mark.
Okay. POV oiled up 4K.
They're not cousins, but she was like 14 when they met. I know like her dad was like.
What
a,
if that was his cover up to try to get out of it? Oh, it's my cousin. Like, what?
Yeah, dude, like, what's his name when he did it? He's like, I'm
You
gay.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. I love
Crashing
Elvis.
All the time. It's
dude,
so good.
I dressed
good.
Up as Elvis when I was, it was my Halloween costume in second grade.
Really?
I never said this, dude. I had a denim jacket that my mom painted gold. I used to tell the people at Supercuts. I used to tell the people at Supercuts to leave the sideburns long. I didn't have fucking sideburns. I just would have like a little bit of hair longer on like the down here.
I love these stories.
Like, you want sideburns? I loved Elvis. He was my Matt Rife. I loved Elvis. And like
so many people did.
I don't know. I knew like two of his songs. I was just fascinated by him and like the spotlight and like.
Did you watch the movie?
With Austin Butler?
Yeah.
Nah, I grew out of that phase.
Oh, really? You don't like him anymore? He's
still
a fascinating dude.
I don't not like him, but yes, very fascinating.
His music was fire. I remember the first, that was like one of the first things my mom played for me. Like, I remember the first, like, the musical, like, around the house was Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Fuck, that shit went hard. I mean, he took it from another culture, but it still went really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He problematic.
Sure. Here's
Cousin
the thing.
Cousin 15 stole music?
Stole all of it. But the thing is he got away with it because there was no internet. People don't get away with funny. Shit now.
Funny.
You can't get away with shit.
Funny. Like,
terrible.
Somebody tried to cancel it. Hey, you're canceled. All right.
We'd shoot him and no one would know. You know how many people died?
They didn't have DNA tests. Is he still cranking on Spotify?
Sir. He's murdering. What was that place he has in fucking Memphis? What's it called? The Prairie? The fucking
Grand Ole Opry?
No, his, a Graceland. Dude, people, you imagine being so famous that your house becomes a museum?
Is it?
That's wild. You buy an estate, it's where you live.
Dude, guess what he's doing on Spotify still to this
20
day?
Mil.
25.4 mil. That's awesome.
What's his biggest track?
Can't help falling in love with you.
Goddamn.
That's so, I mean, like, if you're a girl and a guy writes a song about you, are you like, it's fucking hot, or you're like, fucking simp?
That really depends on what the song is.
That's true.
And depends on, well, dude.
Yeah, dating musicians got to be interesting, because you like fuck up and like, I just give her a hit. And then you're like super lovey and they're like, the love of my life.
It is really, I had a movie idea where I wanted the person to get really famous because they were like depressed, and then they meet like the love of their life, and then the record company kills the husband so she can write another hit record.
Dude, that's really good.
Thanks, man.
And then at the end, they reveal he was never dead, but she made the hit. And she looks out in the crowd one day, and there he is.
And then she starts doing crowd work. Where are you from?
Dude, like, I love
hell.
I love a good like movie plot. And then you're like, dude, you should make that. Then you think about what it takes to make a movie and writing a script. And you're like, I'm exhausted thinking about
it's
it.
It's not even the
right. You sit in coffee shops, interior, day, Chuck E. Cheese.
And then dialogue. Wow, these kids are hot.
Is that the Elvis movie?
Yep.
It was a family reunion and she walked in.
This is the crazy part, because I made one movie in my life. The thing that's crazy is you start with an idea, you write a script, and then you have to continually love that idea for 3 years.
I think about that all the time. The one thing I did this last year on the movie was it took start to finish 5 years.
No.
There's a fluffy thing in the air. I don't think I've ever loved anything for more than 5 years.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Have you?
Yeah, my mom. My sister, my brother. Oh, not sexually? Yeah. All right, then I'm out. I'm saying,
well, that's like forced love.
No, Jesus.
Not forced love, but like, you're born into it.
I understand.
Yeah, I love you. Yeah. I'm saying like outside of family. Have you ever had a relationship over 5 years?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood.
What's up, man? Yeah, I mean,
but it is. You know what I mean?
No, I hear. One idea? Liking one idea. I mean, dude, that's like think about liking a bit for more than 5 years.
I think it's like a bitch.
No, like a bit. Coming up with a bit, and then, dude, I write one new bit. It starts working in 2 months, and I'm like, cool, also, throw this in the fucking garbage.
And a lot of times you have a bit that you like, but a new one is even better, and it kicks it out of the way.
Yeah, goodbye.
So there's nothing wrong with that first bit. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing the debates live. How many hoes is too many hoes? But what were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to ask what an epitaph is, because I don't know why that came to my head.
I don't know, but it's a thing in the astrology sign. But I've been in pitches where I'm pitching a show.
Baseball?
C-Reich! Well, I don't even like this show anymore because it's taking so fucking long.
Yeah.
To, like, dude, this idea would be fun as fuck. And then it's like a year and a half later and some guy's like, well, you casted you had a cat to play that role. Do you think you could do a role that's more inclusive to maybe a dog? Just buy the show and you go whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. You look at me like, sir, this is Tubi. Do you think I give a fuck about what you say? Your company's named Tubi, you dumb piece of shit.
But you're like pitching it and they're like, so where do you see this in 5 years? Not here.
This company is not going to be here in 5 years.
Dude, isn't that funny?
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for jerking off to the Little League World Series. No one fucking wants you here.
I had a pitch with Comedy Central. I'm like, you guys are still kicking.
It should be comedy adjacent. You motherfuckers aren't the Central. The fuck are you talking about?
You just go to their page right now and just like, Workaholics, The Office. Workaholics, The Office.
South Park.
Buying TV shows. For what?
Literally for what?
It blows my mind.
For your YouTube channel?
You're going to take my pitch and be like, well, I don't know about this one.
I don't know about your company. Huh? There are two companies that are buying That's stuff crazy. That maybe that you'd sell it to. And then everything else is like, what are you doing?
I think I said this before, but YouTube just got announced as the number one streamer in the world, beating Netflix.
Beating Pornhub?
Not
there ain't no way.
It's for me.
There ain't no
Isn't
way.
That crazy.
Can you Google
5
this?
5 years, man.
Can you Google this really quickly? The amount of time, I guess, like minutes watched websites. Yes, you're totally right. It's got to be like Netflix is a fucking full ass movies, but I think Pornhub's got to be in the top like 5.
It's gonna be some weird shit like Club Penguin. And I will say there are pitches that I go, I love this idea and I still love this idea. But sometimes it was like fast ones, like, ooh, this could be cool. In 4 days, like, this does not matter.
Yeah, because also because you pitch it or you pitch it, like a production meet is involved. And then they're like, how about this? And they kind of twist it that way. And you're like, okay, that works. And then all of a sudden you're like, they twist it to a point where you're like, I don't even fucking like this shit.
The original idea to where it starts after like 7 meetings, it's like, this was supposed to be, you know, an episodic funny sketch film. Now it's about zoo animals in North Dakota.
And and then you pitched it to me this way because, well, these networks are buying about zoo animals, and all of a sudden, like, I guess it could be zoo animals. Yeah. And then it becomes like not real. Not that it's not your idea, but they put their hands all over it.
Yeah.
And you had a perfectly made soup, and all of a sudden, like, oh, what about with cheddar cheese? You go, okay, I guess we'll put it in there. Oh, what about bacon bits? Oh, okay. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you look at it, you're like, jambalaya?
Yeah, you
this was tomato soup.
Throny.
Here are the most visited sites from 2024.
Number one, Google. But what do you spend time? You're just on Google?
Yeah, people spend a ton of time. Could you Google something and then read the results and shit? I spend a ton of time on Google. Not anymore. Fuck Google.
But Google's like the connector. Oh, hold up. Number 11 is what? Oh, number 7.
Number 7, dog.
Oh, hold up. So number 1, Google. Number 2, YouTube.com. Trevor Walsh. Go watch anything I do on there. Number 3, Facebook. Boomers be online. Boomers be online. Number 4, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, you are asking for money and you're the 4th viewed site in the world? Bitch, what?
Dude, what's kind of crazy is this the second chunk, the back half, the back 9, dare I say, of this top 10. Number 5, Instagram, checks out. Number 6, Reddit. Okay, we're starting to get into the weird tech, the weird categories. And here we go. Number 7, the old P *** hub. The old hub.
Number 8 is Bing?
What the fuck is Bing.com?
Who in the fuck
Bing
is
Bong.
Using Bing? I mean, apparently a lot Bing? Of people. The what only Bing I know com? Is Chandler Bing. I'm crushing. Like Bing.com, I think it's like Google.
It's Microsoft's search engine.
So I think
proprietary.
I've never heard anybody in my life be like, yo, can you Bing that real quick?
But think you? When you first open like Apple's or Microsoft's Safari type thing, it goes right to Bing. So these are most people in the office.
Can you open up a tab and go to Bing.com? See if I've ever seen
it
this.
It just brings you to the government.
Oh.
It's literally just anything.
It looks outdated and modern at the same time.
What Microsoft does is all they do is they just watch for something that works and they just copy it. This just looks like Google.
Looks
have
like
you
TV
seen Microsoft?
The airport.
Have you seen Microsoft stores? They're Apple stores. It's
really?
It's crazy.
Nobody's doing anything new. Go back to the top 10, please.
I think this looks better than Google, to be honest.
No, I like Google's simplicity. It's just a white screen. Wherever your journey lies ahead of us. Number 9, Twitter. Okay.
I like that it says x.com and you still said Twitter.
It's Twitter. It's Twitter to me.
You know how dumb I am? I'm sorry to interrupt. You know how dumb I am?
You thought it was X and XX.
I thought it was porn. I literally thought it was porn.
Well, lucky for you, 2 down, xvideos.com is.
Let's go. WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.com. I'll tell you WhatsApp. Me cranking my shit to number 11.
Who is Google? Is this like on like a desktop? Who's going to WhatsApp.com or is it just an app? Do you know what I mean?
I guess it's the same for Instagram.com.
I guess it's all the same.
Yahoo. You think Amazon would be higher? Twitter.com still up there somehow, even though X is on there. DuckDuckGo.com. I mean, what in the Elvis dating his cousin is that?
Buddy,
ChatGPT.
That is literally the DuckDuckGo people is QAnon.
What is DuckDuckGo?
It's a site. It's like an unfiltered Google.
Yeah, it doesn't ask for your cookies. It doesn't track anything. No data.
It also gives you the right order of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, really? There's a ton of paid shit on Google. So, look, it's what we talked about last time, right? So, DuckDuckGo is none of that.
Interesting. Dude, next year, I feel like ChatGPT is going to be way higher.
Yeah.
And then you got number 7, TikTok.
I feel like that should be higher, no?
You'd think. I think maybe last year they're probably higher. I think TikTok was on the decline.
This is also all desktop, so it's probably not a
lot. Oh, so hold on, so it is all desktop?
Yes.
Goddamn.
I was watching YouTube Shorts on my TV last night.
No, you weren't.
That's cooked.
I mean, that is the...
Well, I'll tell you what it was. I was trying to watch fucking Kill Tony last night on my TV, and when I opened my YouTube app, it showed one of my shorts, and I was like, oh, dude, that's me. And I clicked to play it, and it was on some other channel, and then it was like, hit down for the next video. And I was like, whoa, how does this work? And then I'm just scrolling, and then I'm just sitting there just watching Shorts on my TV. It was kind of electric. I was like, I get the boomer life. You know, because like, you're so tired of your phone, like, yeah, leaving an imprint on your fucking... Your pinky, yeah, yeah, and it's heavy and it's this. Dude, it was kind of nice. It was kind of vibey to just sit there and be like, yeah, hell yeah, YouTube, sure. Ding, 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 ding. Try it. Don't knock it until you try it.
I feel like it would hit different.
Do you think at some point, at some point they're going to make TVs vertical?
Yeah, absolutely. Or they'll be on a swivel and you can spin it. Yeah. I think we're all going to go to movie theaters in the future and they're going to be vertical. And then we're just, and then if you want to watch it, like, you know, widescreen, you just turn your head. Dude, it's so funny. I mean, I don't know. I wanted to write a bit about this, how all TVs aren't shit anymore. TVs are just like a menu at a kebab shop. Yeah. Like, it's so disrespectful that it used to be like, it's such a high priority. Like, dude, if your friend had a flat screen growing up, you're like, holy shit, is your dad the mayor of fucking Sacramento? Like, how did you get a flat screen TV? And now you walk into a restaurant, it's like, what type of boba do you want? It's on a sideways TV.
And the TV was $12.
It's, you imagine being a TV up there being like, man, I used to play Gladiator.
Yes, place. Wait, because he plays, dude. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. This motherfucker plays the same thing over and over and over.
As a fucking menu than it is to have somebody like
paper
graphic design. Yeah,
yeah.
And which I don't like, because now they can change the price on it more. Like, you know, an OG. Oh, you know what I mean?
Right.
Switch it out. Because usually when they were like hardwired, Jesus Christ, when they were like printed out, they would have to like cut out a piece of paper and put it over and be like, it's now not $21, $22 for a fucking Sammy.
Yeah, dude, they can slowly just raise it by like 3 cents, 2 cents every fucking day. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big thing in Walmart now. They're making the price tags digital.
Roll back. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So, like, you know how their paper now, like, if toilet paper is $5 or whatever, it could change the next day to like $7.
Bro, it's like the stock market.
Yeah.
It'll go up and down depending on supply and demand.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were talking about when people like remove the rollback price, like the little tab on it, and it's the same price. Have you seen that?
No.
Dude, type in like rollback price, like the same price or whatever. But yeah, that's also fucked inflation wise. Because then you got to like plan when you want to go to the supermarket. You're like, oh shit.
Like,
think about that. If everybody's shopping on Sunday and Monday nights, you're like, I don't want to go. Then supply is going to be crazy. You know, the demand's going to be high. You got to shop like Friday at like 1 a.m.
Oh my God. But then everyone's going to know that. Then Friday at 1 a.m. is going to be crazy.
Oh, but then there's hoes.
Yeah.
Are you paying those extra $2 on bananas if you know there's going to be hoes at the store?
Probably, yeah. I mean, think about clubs.
Yeah, I'm going Lizzo mode. Eat this out of my ass. Can you pull up the rollback prices?
He's taking off the old tag, so we can't see through the discount.
Yeah, it's the same price.
Fuck you.
But it's just adding like a little shine to it. Because there's $3.54 and then there's $3.54. Same, you know, same, but different. Same font.
That's dude.
They've been doing this shit for decades,
bro. You know what, dude? Nothing is fucking real, and I'm tired of saying it. No one believed me. Nothing's real, dude.
Back to the shirt that says no, and I have a gun.
Yes.
Or like when you're buying something at the store, and it says it has like the price, and then it has the price in yellow, and it's like 30 cents cheaper, and you're like, oh, let me grab that one, and then you check out, and you realize, oh, that's only if you're a member.
Everyone's a member.
I don't want to be a member of anything. Unless it's a sex cult.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's all women. And Patreon. I'm saying Patreon, you know what you're buying. It's like, there's no hidden, it's not like, here's an episode. Psych, only if you're a left eardrum. Like, when you're checking out at a store and, like, when you ask more than once, that's kind of cool. When you ask more than once, I'm pissed.
What do you mean?
Hey, you have a Best Buy. Hey, do you want to sign up for Geek Squad? No, I'm all right. Oh, well, are you sure? Because if you sign up today, hey, come here.
Yeah.
I have an Xbox and a Glock. Which one do you want?
He works at Best Buy, a Glock.
But when they try to sell you I think it's like, dude, if you want it or no, in life, one shot where you're like, hey, do you want to go on a date? Nope. Cool. Moving on. Hey, do you want to go to a baseball game? Nope. Moving on. Hey, do you want to sign up for this? Nope. Moving on.
Well, are you sure you don't want to? But don't, Samantha, you're so gorgeous, and our family's DNA would be so good and incestual together.
And the crazy part is,
shout out to
Elvis.
Yeah.
And you, and
it's
the crazy
so
part is,
hot.
Is no one's ever, if you ask someone on a date and they go, no, I'm okay, and you ask them again,
yeah,
no one
yeah.
ever like, no one ever like, oh, okay, oh, yeah, you asked me twice now, no.
Oh shit, man, he committed. If anything, she asks you and you go, okay, all right, fine, and then you like leave. She's like, wait,
correct.
Did?
Correct. You know what I'm sick of? Anyone asking me anything, dude, I've been pulled up to the fucking Wendy's and they don't even say hello. They go, do you want to try the, fuck you. Do I want to try? How about
Michael,
fuck
it's Wendy's?
No.
Their patties are square.
Let me fucking put my order in. Hey, do you want to try the milk? Shut up. It is 3 a.m. I just got a fucking flight. Let me put in my nuggets. Hey, do you want? No. Are you a? Are you an oracle?
They have to say that.
No, they all have to. I'm not shitting on them. I guess I am. They all have to. But like, I'm sick of it. Yeah. Stop asking me for shit. I'm already here.
Everyone's trying to upsell you on anything and everything.
I'm already here. Stop it. Hey, can I get you a dessert? Shut up.
The worst is at a restaurant when they say, do you want fries with that? And you're like, yeah, I'll get fries, but really it's a $2 charge.
Oh, how they get you. Well, that's how they get you with the fucking water. It's just woo. Dude, that's how they get you. You got to listen. Did you want to do like sparkling or still? And then there's that pause and you go, or tap, yeah. You broke motherfucker. I go, yeah, give me the tap. I don't care if I'm on a tap. Bring it out.
I go, whatever. I'm not joking to you. I go, yeah, I go, whatever comes out of the sink.
Yeah.
Sink.
Because if you say sparkling or still, and you go still, then they bring out some fucking stupid glass bottle, and you're like, how do I get refills
on? That is from the sink.
Oh, you think they're just topping it off?
Sir, yes. These motherfuckers don't care about anybody, dude.
Yeah, I need you to hear it cracked in front
correct.
Of me.
Correct. But even a... Even the, you think Fiji water's from Fiji? That motherfucker is from Newark.
New Haven?
Best.
Connecticut? Buy tickets out now? Yeah. Yeah, but to Jack's point, they always kind of like, yeah, and did you want, yeah, they butter your bread. They're like, oh, you probably want some fries with that, don't you? I do, but let me know the price. It is just funny to be like, let's serve burger and fries. And somebody's like, what if we sold them separately?
That is crazy. When did that happen?
But then you order just a burger and you feel fucking insane. You're like, I'm just going to take a bite of a burger again and again with no fries in between. I don't even know if I like fries. I like fries, but like,
what?
But like, you ever just have a few and you're like, ugh, that's so many. Like, I like a few side fries.
Nah, I'm a big, I hear your point, but I'm a big fry guy. I love, oh, this is what I wanted to fucking talk about in this goddamn episode. Have we ever done best fries? I was ranking the fries with my girlfriend last night, and she had a crazy take. Like, so crazy that I started laughing because I thought she was joking.
Goddamn.
What was her take?
So she said...
Is this pre or post tail?
We didn't do any tail.
Hey.
Hey. So it was like, it was a lot of pre-tail because there was no post tail. So it was all pre-tail.
Everything is pre-tail.
Everything's pre-tail until you post-tail.
Yeah, that's like RBC.
Yeah.
That's so crazy that you're just horned up talking about French fries. So what was her take?
And so
if
I go
with In-N-Out, you got to break up with her.
No, dude, I would have been more accepting of In-N-Out. She says to me, do it again, please. She goes, Popeyes.
I don't know if I've had Popeye's fries.
No one has. I don't even know if they fucking sell fries.
That is kind of crazy.
I mean, dude, shit, immediately.
She's like being like, yeah, I love Taco Bell's mac and cheese.
For real. She goes, oh, no, come on. Hey.
Wait, zoom in. They honestly, you know what? I think I've had them. They're pretty good. They have
like a Cajun seasoning.
Yeah. Well, also.
They're like Five Guys.
What did you do last night? fucking crushing, dude. But they have Popeye's has like a pepper ranch. Black pepper ranch with those fries?
Yeah.
Headable.
Yeah, I mean, are we including the sauces that come with the fries?
Nah,
we can't.
Yeah, well, this is kind of like one of those, like, it's like when somebody, you're like, oh, what's your favorite fast food? And they're like, I don't know, Jersey Mike's. Like, I guess, but no.
Yeah.
I'm talking right down the middle. What were her other go-tos.
We didn't. I was so flabbergasted. I was losing my fucking mind. And then I go, bro, I don't even think Popeyes would be on anyone's top, whatever. And then we Googled the top fries, and Popeyes did make the list, but I'm talking about they were like 12. Yeah. And then I go, oh, this is fun. And then I go, bro, you can't even guess 12 fast food restaurants. She goes, yes. And she got to like 8. Can you guess 12 fast food restaurants?
I'll do it right now.
Go ahead.
Fuck. McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., Wendy's, KFC, Popeyes, Arby's.
Great. This is great so far.
Taco Bell, Del Taco, Long John Silver's.
Doesn't count. That's you're fucking that's a wrong. Crazy one.
There's still Long John Silver's that exist.
There's Long John Silver's. There's like 3 of them. They're all in jail.
Like how airports
yeah.
have like Chick-fil-A's?
Yeah.
The jail has a Long John jail. Silver's?
Yes.
All right, I got 10.
No, 10 is Long John Silver's.
Bro, look up Long John Silver's.
You can't include that.
What do you mean? They have a drive thru. I saw one literally in Omaha.
Dude, but there's 3 of them.
Okay, well, can then I do like Checkers and Cookout?
You can do Checkers.
Checkers, Cookout.
What's Cookout?
North Carolina?
I've never even heard of the Cookout.
It's like where you go when you're newly divorced or hammered.
Okay.
Anybody in that's Raleigh is like,
every fast food restaurant.
we'll go there in North Carolina. Are we going to North Carolina? No, but I am. North Carolina, October 18th to 19th. Charlotte.
Ooh.
Zaxby's?
Zaxby's counts.
I think that's 12.
You definitely have 12. That you did phenomenal. Like I forgot about Del Taco. I forgot about Zaxby's. You missed Bojangles. You missed Whataburger.
Yeah. People are yelling in Texas. Waterbell.
You know what's crazy, dude? You didn't say In-N-Out.
Did I not?
No, you did not say In-N-Out.
I did.
Oh, maybe I fucked up. I didn't hear you say In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Actually.
You didn't say Burger King.
Holy shit!
Did you say Wendy's?
I said Wendy's.
Okay.
Burger King fries are ass.
Burger King
fries are fine.
I went to Burger King after a show maybe like a month ago, and I'm like, come on.
Nah, the burgers are unbelievable.
Well, I have to get mine fucking gluten-free, so I just get mine without the bun. So I had fries and just some meat and some fucking lettuce. It was one of the worst meals I've ever had in my life. I could see my reflection off the grease in the bag, and I was like, I want to KMS. Kill myself.
I know what that's standing for, dude.
So do you guys want to rank your top 3 fries?
Yeah, can you pull up the list?
Okay, so number one.
Top 5?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with.
So these are our top 5 French fries.
Yep, top 5 French fries. Whoa, top 5 French fries. Whoa, that's really hard to say. Top 5 French fries at a fast food restaurant. My number one is McDonald's. It's not even fucking close. Everyone shut up. McDonald's is number one for me.
Yeah.
Number 2 is where things get a little tricky. Number 2, I'm going to go, and everyone's going to yell at me, I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A. I really, really enjoy their fries.
I don't think that's as wild. I thought you were going to say some dumb shit like Sonic, because you put feet in your mouth, so statistically speaking, your taste buds are skewed.
I think I would, yeah, that's also true. I think if I like toes, I would go Arby's, but I don't really like
that's
curly.
A different kind of meat in your mouth. Dude, imagine getting pregnant at an Arby's.
Getting what?
Pregnant at an Arby's.
It's happened. It's happened by the thousands.
Can you Google that? Has anybody ever got pregnant at an Arby's?
And play the video. So number 1 for me is McDonald's. Number 2 is Chick-fil-A.
Checks out.
Number
good hearty French fry. Feels real.
Dude, I like it.
And that's a yin and yang.
It's got some weight on it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little thick when you get the end cap.
Oh, dude, the end cap, I save it.
What?
I save it till the end.
You fucking
I love
it
so much.
Put it in a freezer next to a woman's head.
Oh, God, I put on a locket and look at it every time I'm fucking in church. I don't know any of that math.
Well, it also feels nice because number 1 is McDonald's. Number 2, it's like the yin and the yang. McDonald's is like the farthest thing from a real potato french fry.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got the real one from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Number 3, what are you cooking?
Then number 3, I'm going to go
Chipotle.
With Domino's. I'm going to go with, fuck. Guys, I'm really sorry. I'm going to go with Five Guys. Five Guys fries are unfucking believable.
They're un-fucking-cooked.
Nah, they're cooked.
They're undercooked. Bro, they throw some limp dick fries in a brown bag that the chef was just drinking out of. He took his 40 out of putting it. Type in Five Guys fries and just images.
They're really good.
Dude, look at those.
They look things. Real. Actually, those are what like good. Real French fries.
I haven't been to Five Guys in probably 10 years.
Five Guys prices?
Wait.
Out of control.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got to feed Five Guys.
Do it. All right, Trev, go ahead.
That's your top three?
Those are my top three, yes,
you
sir.
You only go to five?
Oh, I'm not bad. I thought we were going to top three. I don't know. I all right, so.
Just rapid fire.
So, where am I at? Four? Four, I'm going to go with, Wendy's. I like Wendy's fries. And then five, I'm going to go with Popeyes.
Girlfriend answer.
Fucking simp over here. I'm sick.
No, I redid my order.
All right. Light him. My turn. Number one, McDonald's. I agree with you on that.
Hell yeah.
Number two, can it be fry adjacent?
Yeah.
Number two, can't wait for this.
Number two, and everybody shut the hell up, Jack in the Box curly fries.
That's a fry.
Those are definitely fries.
I said fry.
We got two reactions.
I thought you were going to say quesadillas or something.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say like home fries.
No, Jack in the Box curly fries with ranch, like.
No, they're great.
Dude.
That's a good pick.
It's a dense fucking fry.
Yeah. Dude, they're not curly, but they're not, they haven't boing-oinged.
Yeah.
They're together. Yeah.
You can use that as a straw.
Holy fuck. Yeah. No, they're so good.
That one's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's use that as a tail.
What? Oh, shove it in my girlfriend's ass.
Yeah, yep. So if we're going fry adjacent.
I can't wait for this.
Can I do number three, In-N-Out, animal style?
No, because you're adding.
Okay. Number three, I'll go Chick-fil-A fries.
Okay, great. I'm starving, by the way.
Can you show me Carl's Jr.'s fries, Wendy's fries? This one's I think Wendy's fries are good, only because I dip them in a shake. Actually, Wendy's fries got that fucking foreskin on it.
Wendy's fries are...
Yeah. Dude, all the rest kind of suck. I mean, Wendy's maybe, but Wendy's fries are only good because you dip them in a Frosty.
Mustard. Oh.
And Wendy's fries got that little foreskin on it. They don't be shaving the tops.
Oh, wow.
No Barucca. Yeah, they got Barucca head. Top for the, yeah, they got head. So, you know, they don't fucking circ them scissors, but God, Wendy's fries aren't that great. Can you go up? You know what? Fucking Shake Shack fries, number four, which okay. I'm not happy about, but we're here. And
Shake
then
Shack
number
fries
five.
Not bad.
Yeah, they're fucking, they remind me of my childhood.
Yeah.
You know? And then number five, is Shake Shack good? That's another question I would like to
I love Shake Shack.
It is, but every time I eat it, I go, was that good? I could have made that. It's the greasiest food in the world. Number five, can you go back to the list?
Yeah.
Jack, can you type in Rule 34 Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Go to the list. And then I might want to go out of pocket on one of these, and I might just go like, fuck, can you go to the top 10? I don't know.
I think you go Pizza Hut fries.
Pizza Hut fries?
Pizza Hut fries? Jack, you're fucking fried.
They don't have fries. This is crazy.
Number five, just to piss off the comments, In-N-Out. Because every once in a while, you get a batch that's not bad.
I agree, dude. I used to really, really, really dislike their fries, and I like them now.
I like.
I don't know what happened.
It feels cleaner.
When you eat a bunch of In-N-Out fries, you don't feel like shit.
Yeah, and you can feel like the tricep of the guy who was slamming away on that station.
That's why I like the Five Guys ones. Because you walk in, there's a bunch of potatoes around. You go, all right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fake? Do you think all the potatoes are there for just art?
Please say no.
Do you think they like, don't, there's no potatoes in there.
Really?
Dude. Do you think they're using real dude? Potatoes are expensive.
Well,
remember the
they
famine?
Go bad. Yeah. Well, I think they actually use those potatoes.
Seriously?
I think so.
I don't, man. I
that's
think
that's also weird. Our feet are by it.
That's all, I'm back in.
Hey.
I spuds. Will say this: everything's fake. I don't believe anyone. So I don't know if those are potatoes are real.
Yeah.
Those potatoes probably have.
Your girlfriend's like, I'm coming. Are you?
Get
the lie detector.
I never think so. No, I'm just joking. But there are girls. Like, I'm fucking. And you're like.
I want a mood ring. That's just a truth ring. Oh, a truth ring. Dude, that's good. And if they're lying, it turns like red. And if it's true, it's blue. Blue true. Blue true.
Blue true. Blue
Do you
true.
Think there's a company name close to Blue True that I would get in trouble for?
No. I think good. You're fine. Goddamn. Goddamn.
Pull up the hottest presidents. What is this? What, go to the top. Hottest heads of state.
Did you write this?
The what? Hottest head. What of state?
Head.
Head.
Who's this?
So the first one is Franklin Pierce.
They're saying he's the hottest?
He's the hottest. Everything is
he looks like every guy in Silver Lake. Next.
He's literally trash. He looks like he has a fucking thigh tattoo and he hasn't called his mom in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and this smells like a wet cigarette.
At best. This guy looks like Swiss cheese and fucking unicycles. I hate this guy.
They're ranking them all on when they were in office. It's not before, after, right? It's just when they went into the Oval Office, that picture.
Trash.
Yeah, well, we're JFK, not rating them when they're 98.
Bring them up.
Well, we love to bring up young presidents. I'm just letting everyone know that this is just when they were in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Number two is James K. Polk.
No, this guy big head. Sucks.
Big head.
This guy looks like he's fucking jerks off a chamomile tea. I hate this guy.
Looks like he has a bowl of chili on him at all times.
Yeah, looks like I hate.
Did you even know that these first two were presidents?
No idea.
His last name was Polk.
Isn't that
Polk.
Disrespectful? In like fucking 300 years, nobody's going to know I was a TikToker. Nobody's
300 years?
Shit.
We're all going to be dead in 300 years.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care.
No one.
All my views. You're literally dead.
Views? We're all robots.
Fun fact
I
about
am algorithm. What?
Fun
dude,
fact about
I'm gonna
Polk.
Name my daughter.
I was just gonna
so
say that.
Finally
so,
have one.
Dude, I like it.
James Polk. I knew he was a president.
Did you?
I know the name Polk. I didn't even think about pork. James Pork.
He created John Oregon.
Pork.
What did he do?
He created Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah. Without all right. Him, we wouldn't have the Oregon Trail.
I honestly
he
don't
created
like it.
Oregon.
There we go. Here's one.
JFK.
That's a shit fucking picture.
That's so funny. It says, finally somebody you've heard of. Hilarious. Dude.
This guy's.
He's hot.
Like.
He's got a jawline. Dude, this what's crazy, this guy could have been fucking president, actor, movie star, OF, fucking.
Look at him. Look at those kissable lips. If you keep scrolling, I'll kill you. Look at that. Look at those fucking
soft,
lips.
Soft, tender eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm
he looks
legit
like,
sad he got shot.
Are you?
Yeah.
He'd probably still be a missile today.
This guy?
Probably like 85, oh,
absolutely.
90.
Oh, rocket.
Yeah. This is
come
a dude
on, Phyllis, go grab me my blue cheese.
This guy, like, I bet you he'd last a while.
First of all, look at the ad up top. Boston Tea Party scented candle. We're making tragedy scented candles now.
Good. Next when up, 9/11.
Theo, we were just talking about him.
He looks better now. He looks better in that photo.
Yeah, he looks like he can read really well and eat box. Like, look at that fucking
sit
mustache.
At a bar, drink bourbon by candlelight.
Yeah, he looks like he writes poetry, but like good shit.
Yeah, writes it with the Crayola.
Fun fact about him, he got shot in the chest and his papers saved his life. His speech papers.
Dude, more presidents were getting gad back then.
Yeah, I think it's just a thing that always happens, right?
Have we gone soft as a country?
Well, we just...
well, pretty recently. Never mind.
Yeah, pretty recently. You got his ear shut off.
Anyways, all right. Who's this guy?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Ooh.
He's
a president? I know the name.
Yeah, dude. He looks Ulysses like S. he Grant. Could pipe. Like, he looks like you fight a bear and then make my mom come just by looking at her. Look at that guy. Look at that.
That's somebody who goes like this. Come here. And a bear comes to him. Come here.
Oh, yeah, and the bear sits down.
Yeah. He looks chill.
There we go.
Barack. Number Here's six.
One. Young Barack, you know he's fucking.
I would
he's
fuck the back of his ear.
Dong. What?
You heard me.
Is there any information out there how big Obama's cock was?
Huge. Like presidential.
Sometimes I'm
I think was.
I'm like,
he said was.
What?
He said how big was it?
Yeah, well, you're a little bit bigger when you're in the office.
All that stress, blood flow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a president? You got onto the what's that mission room? What's it called?
Dude,
what's
but like,
that room?
They have
you
so
down?
Many people that work there. Sir, your fleshlight is ready. James.
Oh my God, he's the hottest, and it's not
he
even close.
He has blue eyes, and it's a black and white photo. You know what I mean?
That is, you're right. That is crazy.
Dude, those things must have been piercing.
Wow.
Nobody's got good hairlines. Maybe that's the secret to success.
Well, there's no finesse drive back then.
Yeah, that guy was definitely fucking with that hat on.
Yo.
Oh my God.
That's a guy who had like a horse and buggy on cue. Like instead of an Uber Black, he's like, you want to take the buggy home?
100%.
He looks like he's in the buggy.
He looks like he like finger a woman and then mint julep comes out.
Yeah.
Someone laugh.
George.
This is crazy.
That's George? The guy getting the 9/11 call right now.
We're talking hot. We're talking about the steel beams.
Who the fuck?
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
What does that D stand for? I'm sick of it. This guy's not hot.
Detroit.
Are we stupid?
I'm sure. I'm thinking it gets like
this
it,
list sucks.
The chart just hits.
It should just be JFK the entire.
Who the
through.
Fuck is that?
Thomas
Stay on
Jefferson.
Money, you idiot.
He looks like he'd be headlining Lollapalooza with that haircut.
No.
Warren G. Harding.
That was a president?
G Harding is a great rap name.
G Harding is pretty good. G Hard is great.
Ooh, Ronald Reagan, I think, was a hot man. Can you see Ronald Reagan in his 40s?
Because he was a very famous actor.
Was he?
Yeah, it would be like George Clooney running for office.
I don't know anything.
All right.
Wow.
Dude, I mean,
go to the one to the right.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's a man missile right
like,
there.
Wow. That dude pipes women. Zoom in on dude. Her breasts.
And he got a library named after him.
He's got more. Oh, look at that, dude. That dude, horse is wants to pipe him man. So bad. Yeah.
That's a hot. That's America at our peak right there.
Yeah, he's missing.
What side was he, Republican or Democrat? Never mind. I know. Bill Clinton?
I don't think Bill Clinton was hot, but he had a way about him. And he got on a lot of flights.
I think Bill. I think Bill Clinton was hot because he was an edgy guy.
He wasn't like edgy.
Gaslighting the world. He wasn't edging. He
played finished. A fucking saxophone.
But he like got head.
Right.
Like that's what I mean, edgy.
Oh, yeah. Edgy for a president for sure.
Yeah. Calvin Coolidge.
He does look kind of hot. He looks like he can read fast.
Yeah, he looks aerodynamic.
That's also true. Keep going. He looks like a Wright brother. Get this Andrew cockatoo Jackson. Idiot out of here.
He's
on the 5?
Yes.
No, 15.
What?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said he's on the 5.
He's on the 5. I thought you said he is 5.
No, we're clipping that.
What?
We thought you meant dollars. $15 bill.
No, sorry. You're lighting me? I'm just going to shoot you? No.
Truman?
No.
He could eat a cooter.
How come all these presidents?
Woodrow Wilson. Oh, yeah. He got that like Clint Eastwood hotness.
That guy?
That was yeah, a big pull for me.
He was. He looks a little mysterious. All right. James that Monroe. Guy got kids in his trunk. Who the hell is that? Dude, Buchanan is a fire last
Who's
name.
The guy that they thought was frozen and Futurama put his head in a jar?
I don't know.
Wheelchair?
Stephen Hawking?
Richard Nixon.
Was Nixon hot?
Hold on. Nixon wasn't in a wheelchair?
I don't know. I get all my news from Futurama.
No, Nixon was not hot.
Yeah. All right.
He made that Watergate wet. All right. Honestly,
it's pretty sad we don't know most of the presidents, but
why do we need to know?
Who cares? We don't need to know these people. These people killed so many people.
I don't know who the presidents are, but I can name every single person in the Hype House, and that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Well.
So who's the last one? Hold on. So was this ranked in order?
Yeah, this was the
JFK
order.
JFK wasn't number one. Who was number one?
And Ronald Reagan wasn't?
Number one was Franklin Pierce.
This is
he
not
looks, he looks
right.
kind of young though. Like, you know, he looks
that
like
guy. Yeah, but that guy's not hot. Like, aesthetically, he's not class. No, he's not classically hot.
You guys
kind of
look
awful.
Alike.
No,
go really. To the top. Honestly,
that guy sucks. If I look like that, then I'm ugly. That guy's fucking ugly.
I got news for you.
All right, he looks like he has polio of the eyes. Does that make sense? I fucking hate that guy.
Well, guys, speaking of hot. We're going to cut to our brand new segment, unnamed segment, Ask a Woman.
Unnamed Ask a Woman segment. And we're going to cut right now to it. You know, featuring the glorious Riley Reed.
Riley, does it feel better when it goes in or when it goes out?
When what goes
what the
in?
That's a
fuck?
Phenomenal question because I actually want to know the answer.
Like when it goes in or goes out.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking about a penis inside a vagina.
We're not talking about mail. What the hell?
Yeah, what's up, my podcast is?
In and out. I thought we were talking about burgers. Wait, so you're saying when
Why
it first
would
goes
it
in.
Feel good going out, though.
If you hate the guy, man, get out of me.
That's true.
Or he's got a divorce.
Or he's got a big mushroom head.
Oh.
The big mushroom head, maybe out, like,
but
feels
why
good.
Is
the
mushroom? Oh, like
it's
a
catching.
Little...
Yeah.
Pop.
Not all the way out, I don't think he's saying is just in and then the when tip. It comes out and
yeah, what
and
feels
forth.
Better? This is a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're separated.
I
is
think
it just one overall feeling.
Yeah. I think it
I have
is
a pussy. I don't know why I'm answering.
Yeah, I think I only typically feel it like like going in, I don't really think I'm feeling like that's a this. Lot
of range right there.
Yeah, shorten the range up, please. How big you're making it feel horrendous.
Yeah, well, when my husband's anywhere about like this,
yeah, when it goes in
and then out,
what is going on?
How does sex feel if you had to describe it in like a just a sentence? You're putting it in a poem, opening sentence of a poem. What does sex feel like?
Well, like I've had lots of different sex, and so like. Sadly, a lot of the sex that I had is just like just nothing.
Just a paycheck.
Yes.
What about with your loving husband or other people? You know,
sex that I'm like enjoying. Yes. I would say like it going in is the most like
the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
does it feel like?
The first. Oh man, what does it feel like?
Is there a word that comes to mind? Like when I think about like when I vape, I feel like this like sensibly, like oh hell, you know, like what is that? You know, when you got a finger in your ass, you're like, you get that, you're like, it's like you're hydroplaning. Your brain is like, your brain's getting massaged. Like,
I feel what you're saying. It's something like that. Yeah,
airborne.
It's like,
do you?
Yes, I do.
What is it? Like that first insert, what is that like? Because when a girl's like eyes roll back or like,
yeah, it's like, it's like melting. It's like, ooh, your body, like, is like, great. Oh,
and it's a full body thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's like that initial insertion is definitely like, yeah, it's melting. It's like, how would I describe it? And trying to describe the sensation is interesting. I can't think of how to describe like that feeling of it going in.
You ever have your hand fall asleep?
Yes.
And then when it stops,
you jerk
falling
off
with
it after and feels like a stranger.
Yep. But then when it slowly stops falling asleep, you're like, okay, there we go. That's
no, because it's not like a pain release. Because that's like pain driven type.
Okay.
It's like a craving. It's like, I guess it is kind of like hitting that vape that you've been like craving. Yeah. Like
what about if you're starving? You're so hungry and that first fucking
bite.
But
again, that's pain.
Okay. But isn't not having a vape kind of painful?
I mean, I guess to an extent, yeah. Maybe it's like, I don't know, like I'm trying to think, does it feel as good as like a big like belly laugh? Like, you know, like one of those like big like, ah, like you're like,
yeah.
Like one of those kinds of like really good laughs where you cry and it's like, but it's not the same. It's not like that, but.
Yeah. How would I describe it?
Like when your dick goes inside a fleshlight.
just alluding to the fact that I've never had sex before.
Two very different answers. Yeah. Inside of a vagina, you're like, it's a perfect alley-oop to the dunk. And then you're hugged by warmth. Fleshlight, you're like, I'm alone. I'm in a gas station bathroom.
Yeah.
The feeling.
Yeah, but
my methamphetamines are wearing off.
Yeah. But that feeling only comes when you're done. With the fleshlight.
Yeah, but even inserting.
I don't know,
there's no warmth in a fleshlight. It's just like.
Yeah, but you put it in the microwave.
True.
For like 6 seconds.
Yeah, but you have a loving relationship. So that's why you don't feel this like sadness when you're masturbating.
Sometimes I do. Alone. When I'm on the road and I jerk off, I feel sad for sure.
You feel sad?
Yeah, there's cum all over my tits. I'm in fucking Minneapolis. Not that it's a bad city, but I'm like away from home. I hate my pillow in a Marriott.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have like Cheeto dust on my feet.
That
I don't
has
know
nothing
how, like,
to do with your climaxing, though. That
yeah, but when you climax and you like look around, you're like, where's my life?
Post-nut Marriott. It's
yeah. mean, it's atrocious. Then you realize you just had like ramen noodles for dinner. It's 4 a.m. Yeah. You can't fall asleep.
So late.
Yeah, I've definitely had some of those like guilty masturbations and afterwards.
You feel
like
shit.
And the hotel. Oh, yeah. The hotel fan kicks on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You're like cold and hot.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling when you like ate too much cake and you're like, what am
I was gonna say
doing?
It feels kind of like gluttony.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is
feel
gluttony.
Like, yes,
I feel shame. Because
also, full of
like
shame.
A waste of your day,
dude,
and the energy.
Yeah,
you're like, I could have used this energy to do something else.
I got to go right to sleep after. If it's like 10 a.m. and I jerk off, it's the day's downhill.
Yeah,
I'm going M. Night Shyamalan. I already did backwards. I don't need anything else.
Yeah,
yeah, you gotta close the laptop immediately.
I go Mormon the second I come.
Do you masturbate every single day?
I don't. I used to multiple times, but my girlfriend lives with me, so like.
Okay, flex.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck master over here.
Fuck yeah, but no, I don't, dude. I don't like. We
it's
don't,
also the space thing.
Correct.
And you feel like.
But like sometimes I don't want to have sex. I just want to masturbate.
Yeah, I understand it for sure. And I mean, I think it is. It's there is a difference. Like, I think it's super important to have sex with yourself. It's a very important, like, aspect.
Separate sex lives.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes you want to just go in the fucking shower and just beat your cock like it stole something.
Yeah.
How did we get here? Is this the answer?
I think the answer
what was
is
the question?
In. The answer is in, right?
I think you'd it say is.
Oh, it feels better in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess for us, it feels better in, too. Like that in.
Yeah, it's everything. It's the connecting pieces.
Yeah, when you're in, you're able to press against the clit and stuff like that.
It's so. Just, it's worlds colliding.
Because I don't like this. I like this.
Bumping and grinding?
Yeah, you're like rubbing on the clit. This does not, you're like smacking my clit like this. That doesn't feel good. It's the grinding against the clit
Hold
that
on.
Feels good.
Okay, no,
okay.
But this
checks out
there's
for everything.
What is that called? It's like a...
Making love?
No. No. Having sex like that where you're in and you're sort of like using your pelvis to grind on the clit. What is it called?
Grinding?
Bumping
grind? It's a sexual term. It's like, it's literally, there's an acronym
like
for
it. Like a Kama Sutra type term?
Something like that. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so
that taught me everything I needed to know.
Karma
Did
Sutra
you not already know that?
The bumping and grinding stuff, not right.
Yeah, dude, if you're in and you can feel the pelvic, you can feel her pelvic bone and you just, and on your pelvic bone, you can kind of feel it. So you, like this is your dick and you right here, you feel her clit. And then all you do is just use this part you're in and just use this part to grind her clit.
Yes.
But it's crazy. It's awesome.
I need a sex coach.
Dude, no,
I need somebody to watch me and be like, here, what you doing here?
I'll
do
help
this.
You.
Please. Put it like, I would like, I just want to know. Because we're just taught sex ed in seventh grade and then you just figure it out.
Yeah, and then you watch porn and porn is not like teaching.
They're not bumping and grinding.
We're opening up for the camera to see.
Yeah.
This is genius.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But what's great about the
I'll let you know.
Too, bro.
Meet at a park.
You don't come. Like, you don't come fast. Because you're not going in and in and out. You're in, and then all you're doing is bumping the clit, so you're not moving your dick so you can last forever. Because you're actually not fucking.
Genius.
If you can keep your dick hard. Some if guys do keep... struggle and will get soft when they're doing that, which is annoying and frustrating.
Blue Chew. Put the ad in.
It's warm in there. It's cozy. Makes you want to take a nap. What answers that? Thank you so much for your advice, Riley. I don't know what you'd do without you.
Honestly, I'd be lost. Genius.
I'd be soft.
Correct.
Let's answer our own questions.
All right, guys, let's get into a sock talk. Drew wants to know, why do crazy cat ladies have the best sex?
Because they know how to work
around
pussy. That pussy.
Hey, man, we should do a podcast.
We should, and we're going on tour with one.
I think they're
homebodies. They're always home, so they know how to fucking work around that. You know, they use a little bit more vibrators because dog people always got to go out and walk around, and you know they're always adventurous. I think if you had a cooter, it would not be great.
Yeah, it would be destroyed. I would be shoving everything in there, dude. The way women describe orgasms, I would be shoving.
What's
the
first thing you'd put in there?
I would literally. Get a giraffe, kill it, cut its head off, taxidermy it, and shove it in my fucking old pussy. It would be
crazy. That's like a 6-week process. I think you'd go to jail for that. Jamming the giraffe. You got a taxidermy, just the head and the neck. What about the body? Don't care. Give it to the zoo.
Don't care. I would shove it so far in there, it would come out of my fucking mouth.
Yeah, I'd put a 3-wood in there.
Oh, yeah. 4? No, 5. Make me come harder. I mean, literally, like people's tripods. I would try to shove a lime scooter in there. Hulk it would be fist. Insane. Oh, whole fist would be a Tuesday.
No, Hulk fist.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I would make myself come all the time. But yeah, it would be destroyed. If I had a cooter, it would be abs. It would look like a slip and slide. It would be fucked up.
A slip and slide during the winter?
Yeah.
Just shoveled in the garage?
Have you ever dated a cat lady?
Yes.
No, I have not.
They got the best cootie.
They do have good cootie because they're insane.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying.
Two separate things.
Cat lady insaneness? No.
No, I'm saying you can have a good cootie but also be insane. But they're still, moral of the story, good cootie.
The cootie's good, but it's not like it... Cat ladies have good cootie because they're insane. Most of them.
I think a homebody, so the more home, the, you know, the warmer.
Yeah, but then they smell like home.
Good.
Ew.
Take out the M. Ho.
Hold on.
Yep.
You're checks right. Out.
I'll be doing spelling.
So I'm out. I'm out on crazy cat ladies, dude.
Are you leaving if you walk into her house and then she has a cat?
No.
And does
one
it depend?
Cat? No.
One
but
cat's
a cat
fine.
Lady seems like a
I
lot
think
of
two
cats.
Cats is where you draw the line. Anything over two is like, hold on. Same with kids. You got two kids, I get it. Three kids, how many baby daddies and how many are in prison? How long do I have before they come home? Do they know I'm here?
How old are all the kids? Drown one of them. Do you have an aquarium?
It's crazy that bears eat the other people's kids so they can bang the other bear.
Yeah.
They do that?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of nature does that.
So because the mom's taking care of the kid, they're like, oh, but what if you didn't have a kid? Like, I guess I'd be down to fuck. And yeah. They just eat the bear then to fuck?
Well, they eat the kids because they want to know that the kids are theirs. So they eat the kids like, all right, clean slate. Give me that cooter. Crazy. They literally do that. I think we should start doing it.
So they don't have no step bears.
None. They unlock their fucking jaws and swallow that shit like gummy bears. Get it?
Really?
Yeah.
It is a clean slate. Wow.
Dunzo.
So if you're a bear and your husband leaves a family and you're the child, you're like, please do not get remarried.
100%. You're praying that there's no stepdad because you're RIP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way to just leave.
Yeah. I would slash my mom's cootie in half so no one would want to fuck it.
But there's probably a lot more love in the bear community.
What love?
Nobody leaves.
Oh, but the dads don't care. The dad's out.
That is true.
If I'm hungry, I'm leaving my wife, eating other people's kids, slamming new cootie. Being a bear is awesome. There's always fish. You're always getting sushi.
Listen, you're in West Hollywood. You can be a bear.
I'm too small.
Yeah, you're a cub.
I'd be a gummy bear.
Cub scout.
Same joke again, Michael.
Yo, if you're looking for younger gay dudes, are you a cub scout? Well, is that crazy?
I think it's a pedophile.
A well, Cub Scout is?
You didn't have to go that route.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if a bear's a bear and you're like, yo, I want right before they get to a bear. You know? Like he got a little bit of hair on his chest, not a lot.
Oh, right.
What's Cub Scout.
Cub Scout. I All think right. So. Well, I'm just trying
new
to
co-host.
Get. Did you just shoot me?
Yeah, I'm a bear. Eat him.
All right, secret sock.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. Like yeah. if your mom's a bear and she starts flirting with another bear and you're a kid, you're like, oh no.
Oh, you gotta leave immediately.
Post no regret must go crazy though. Dude, imagine you're both laying in bed, the bears, smoking on some honey. And you're like, oh man, that's great. And then the wife's like, oh fuck, Theodore,
oh, yeah.
My little teddy bear.
I mean, literally, because the bear in that-
I couldn't get in my chair.
The male in that situation is like, wow, I'm hungry. And the mom bear goes, wow, you want a quesadilla? And the dad bear goes, nah, I want to eat your children.
Yeah.
And the woman bear goes, I already swallowed your children. Semen joke.
I washed a condom down the toilet and I said, bye, kids. I thought it was kind of funny.
Recently?
Yeah.
You're using condoms?
Michael.
What?
We just talked about this yesterday.
I don't know my middle
when I
name
jerk
right
off.
Now. Oh.
Yeah, man. If a lady wants you to use a condom, you use a condom.
Of course.
All right.
Isn't it funny that it's their choice, though? Because if they don't ask,
but the second
you're
she
going
goes,
in raw. If they don't ask.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny?
It's or if I'm like, oh, I don't have any. She's like, oh, yeah. I guess they're not checking wristbands out of that fucking front door.
Oh, shame. Hell no. There ain't no goddamn bouncer. Look at that thing. There's a giraffe in there. Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's do secret sock. This says, I like to smell my girlfriend's used thongs and then bust a nut in them.
Well, the first half I was on board with.
Used thongs, I'm out, and bust a nut in them. I could get on board with that.
Wait, what?
So you and I together make the perfect person.
Yeah.
You and I make him. Used thong? Why are you out on it?
To smell a used thong?
I don't know. Women smell so much better than men. It's not like a jock strap. You never had like a one night stand and seen like some panties left over and be like, hey, what type of Febreze?
Hold on. I need to ask you this question. Have you found like
yes and
panties
yes.
in the.
You what do you
and
mean?
Have you smelt the panties? I mean, don't back out now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a fucking little Merlot sniff, a little like
Really?
You've never?
No. And you'd think I would. I never have in my life.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. You've never
stepped. Wow. This is actually the complete opposite.
I'm not texting her and be like, hey, pheromones going off. But like, you know, like when I stand a girl, forgot her like panties and they're saying like, on the bed, you're like, let me.
I've never.
Just out of curiosity?
No, I've never done it. And again, you'd expect
smell
me to
smell socks, you fucking freak.
Yeah. I've never. I mean, maybe. No, I've.
What do you mean, maybe?
I've smelled. I mean, I definitely. I've told you guys, I smelled bath towels. I smelled like jackets before, but I've never smelled like a. No, because they don't. They're not appealing to me. Like odd smells, are not appealing to me.
You've never smelled like a thong?
No, not even. I've never smelled like girlfriend.
Never.
Just, it doesn't.
Never in your entire streets days.
No.
Never.
No.
Get the lie detector guy back in. Here.
Yeah. No, I've never have. I mean, dude, the amount of stuff that I've told you on this podcast, there's no way that this would be my line of not telling you.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I've literally taken my mom's panties and put them on a fucking pillow and fucked the pillow. So there's no way I wouldn't tell you that I didn't smell them. Why is it quiet?
Because you're making it seem like I'm the weirdo and you're out here just piping down incestual linens.
No, no, no. Bed Bath & Beyond turns into that.
Bed Bath & Incest.
No, I don't know.
Incestual linens.
I don't think you guys are weird. I've just never done it. I've been tempted to put on panties before. I never have, but I've been
tempted. There's
time. There is time.
Yeah. You've definitely put on a bra before, I bet.
Yeah, I think we've
done it at this podcast. Yeah.
I mean, I meant alone.
I will say, you put a thong on, you feel like you're packing.
Yeah, I bet.
God damn, my dick's spilling out this G-string.
If it's not.
What?
I'm saying if it's not, like, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That is true, dude. If you put on your fucking girlfriend's panties and your dick ain't coming out
of it. I was like, I remember looking at like those Macy's catalogs and the male models, like you'd see the bulge and you're like, dude, that's a hefty bulge. They went double meat on that scoop. And then I'm like, do I have that bulge?
No. Not when you're looking at those.
Right. Now?
I barely have a bulge. Mm. Sometimes it looks cool.
Yeah.
But other times I'm like.
It's all about the angles.
It's the angles and all about the underwear.
It's like my nose front on looks small, but from the side, you're like, oh, he's packing. So I think the side, you know, you got some boxes on from the front. Eh.
Yeah.
Side. Hey, yo.
Sometimes not, dude. Sometimes I literally have no bulge. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like pissed off at myself. Fuck's going on here? Nothing. Give me something. There's yeah, nothing. Going on down there.
I think side bulge is the equivalent of side tit. Boob. Yeah.
Side boob does go hard.
Do you think women like, maybe we should ask Riley this question. Do you think women like the look of like bulge?
Yeah. I think raw dick, no. Side bulge, yeah.
But I mean, women definitely like the look of a dick.
I don't think soft.
Really?
You're just laying there after and your dick's just like fucking KO'd. Like that I don't think does anything. Or maybe it does. Maybe it's like defeated.
I think my dick.
I think you're just in the shower.
Yeah. I think my dick's. I got a pretty dick post like 17 minutes after coming.
Pretty?
I think
doing with a ring light?
I think my dick is aesthetically pleasing.
I need to see it.
I'll show it. I'll literally take a picture and show it to you.
Picture?
Oh, you want to see it live?
Yeah. The fuck you sending me nudes for? Oh, babe, it's for Trevor, I swear.
Oh, my God. Yeah, how the fuck do you explain that?
It's for a podcast segment. Well, guys.
Did we do it?
We did it. That's been another installment of the Joe Rogan podcast. Call her daddy. That's us.
We are that. We are that. We are you. We are everyone.
And we are, most importantly, him. Cut that part out. Leave it
in. No, leave it in. Guys, we're out. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Buy tickets to our freaking tour. All right. We are literally co-headlining a tour and doing a live Stiff Sox
show. Co-headline, head. That's when I'll see it.
Yeah. I'll show it to you on stage. Yeah, that's probably illegal.
We'll see you next Wednesday or Patreon on Friday. God bless. I love you.
Got a big old dick.
Yep. Seeing it.